Time to get to callers of the week. But today I want to do SMSs of the week. We had some beauties come in. And I've got three for you each here. There's some interesting questions. So I'm going to kick it off first. And we're doing this thanks to Repco for expert car service. Visit repcoservice.com. Rightio, Badge, did you ever nearly leave Canberra Raiders? And if you did, to which team?
I very nearly went. The closest I went was to 1991. My best mate, Peter Jackson, was on the tour of Papua New Guinea with me, the Aussie side. And every time the phone would ring, I was rooming with him, he'd say, "Badge, it's for you." I'd go, "Mate, tell me it's not your coach again." "Yep." "No, it's not. No, no, it's your wife." I'd pick it up. "Steve Martin here, Badge. I just want to know if you've made your mind up."
Really?
They were really keen to get me to North. There was some drama going on at the Raiders. We had some salary cap problems. And I very, very nearly went. But I didn't get to the North Sydney Bears. I kind of regret it in a way. I thought there's a lot to like about the club, apart from the fact that they'd never won a cup.
You might have been the difference. You might have been the missing link, Badge. You only went close in 94.
Don't know about that. Don't know about that.
Have you told anyone that story before?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right, yeah, no exclusive brother. Here then.
For first time I've heard it.
Oh, not
first
on air, no. Air. Not no. on air. No, I've told
my
brother.
That's interesting. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Wow, blown me away. Sats, was it true John Leng never had a game plan?
True.
Is that what? Real?
Yeah, never had a game plan. Never had an overall game plan. You know, where coaches say we've got to work to this
pretty
part
simple.
Of the field, and you know, if we've got a tap, we're going to try and work to this part. No, it was funny. He was really, really basic. He said, "Don't miss tackles, play with a lot of energy and a lot of aggression, and just make sure you're really good on the basics." And that was it. We used to have a move that was called "Give it to Reece," like in under eights. Reece West was our fullback, scored 27 tries in 2003, and he was just on fire. But he'd say, "Okay, off the scrum, I want you to pass it twice and give it to Reece." And Reece would run across field like he was an under eights, and he beat everyone and score under the post.
Yeah, see, for all those young coaches out there, keep it simple, stupid. You give them too much information quite often. Wayne Bennett kept it very, very simple as well. But surely he would have tipped you off on other players and little things.
Never. It was always about yourself. He just said, "You know what, just let the other team shoot themselves in the foot. You just stay composed."
Fair call.
And, yeah.
Well, he won a grand final with you.
Yeah,
it's
a very
lady.
Interesting approach.
Rightio, Badge, most underrated player you've ever played with?
Most underrated player? Oh, Gary Coyne. He was an outstanding player, Gary Coyne. And, you know, we had an all-star team and people didn't realise how good he was. And it wasn't until sort of late in his career that he shone through. He played for Queensland and he ended up coming on tour in 1991 and playing for Australia. But until that point, he was just like, people just thought he was a good player. He was a front row, second row, ball player, super clever player. Very, very underrated.
What was the game Badge he scored
not
four
by his
tries?
Teammate. Against Manly in
a
semi-final.
Yeah.
Semi-final in 1991, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it was too.
He was outstanding player.
Just as a side note, because we like to talk about stuff we're going to do on the air, I want to get stories about kangaroo tours off you, Badge. What really goes on? Maybe get some of those.
There's some that you can't tell, but anyway.
I can't tell you too much.
I want to know everything.
Well, you
won't
ask me about
it.
No.
I'll send you the questions up front, mate, all right? Sats, funniest teammate you've ever played with?
Funniest teammate? Oh, Tony Pulitua, the big Samoan.
Yeah?
From
is he a funny man?
6'4", big teddy bear. Gets on the field and would rip your arms off. But outside of that, just an amazing athlete, but just super funny. Always kept everyone really lighthearted, kept everyone really entertained before a game. He used to ease the nerves as well before a game. And just always really quick-witted, just super funny. Could be a stand-up comic if you asked him to be. Yeah, really, really funny.
Does he still give you, because you say stuff like that, do you get free tickets to games and stuff off him?
And that's Frank.
That's Frank. Oh,
that's Frankie's older
brother.
Frank. Yeah.
Yeah, of course he is.
Rightio, Badge, last one for you, mate. One player you toured with that you would have hated to room with?
Apart from Gary Jack that I did room with. No. Who would I hate to room with? Oh, be careful saying this because I know he listens. Greg Dowling. Great guy, GD, but he smoked. And he could get very grumpy. Just ask Marty Bella who he roomed with. I remember we're going on kangaroo tour once. We got out of the lift and walking back to the room, and Marty's just sitting outside his room reading a book. I said, "What are you doing? Like, it's 11 o'clock at night. What are you doing out here?" He said, GD won't let me in. Said I talk too much. I kicked him out. So he could get a bit grumpy. You couldn't call him anything except for GD, or he'd get grumpier.
Righto, let's get him on next week. If he listens to the show.
We should get GD on. He's a great
He's a good fella. Great
let's
guy.
Let's get him on. We'll talk about kangaroo tours next week. All right?
Locking Marty out of his room.
Righto, let's get that one finally sat. How come you never played for the mighty Rabbitohs?
I nearly did. Team. I nearly did. At the end of 2003 at Penrith, I had to find another club. And it was out of the West Tigers, Manly and Souths. And I remember saying, I'm not going to go to Souths because I wore number 13. And my
did
dad
you have a manager?
Yeah, I did.
And he had deals on the table from these three or something, didn't
he? Yeah. Right. And so Souths said, I said, I don't want to go to Souths because... I tell a lie. It was at the end of when I was at the Gold Coast Chargers and I was going to go to a club. It was Penrith, Souths and Manly. And I said, I'm not going to go to Souths because I played number 13. That was Dad's jersey. And
there'd be a big expectation on you there,
wouldn't
there?
Yeah, and I just wanted to leave his legacy alone. And then I said to my old man, I said to Dad, I'm not going to go to Souths, so it's out of Penrith and Manly. And he said, if you ever play for Manly, I'll never watch you play football ever again. So basically made my decision quite easy.
Good on you, Johnny. He wins again.
So you didn't go to the Bunnies?
No. I'm glad I didn't either, actually.
Boys, this is good. We should do this every week. Fantastic. Yep. Like that's straight from the SMS
today. Keep those texts coming in. Thank you very much.
0437 209 706. You can text us anytime. For expert car servicing, you can rely on Repco Authorised Service. Find your local centre at repcoservice.com.